Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And now, live on 670 The Score and on the Odyssey app, it's Anthony Herron, former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye, football analyst for 670 The Score, Fox Sports, Sirius XM, Big Ten Network, and NBC Sports. Anthony Herron on 670 The Score.
For the better part of the next hour and a half, I am your voice. This is Anthony Herron on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Fantastic day, fantastic weekend that we are in the midst of right now in our fair city and the sports landscape as well. A lot to discuss between now and Cubs pregame on The Score. Cubs going for 4 in a row overall, 3 in a row perhaps, to start the series against the St. Louis Cardinals. You'll be able to hear that game right here on The Score. A lot to look forward to in that regard. Of course, I am, as always, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. The Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Score listener line is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. And guests who join us during the show, and we will certainly have some guests with us on the show, they will join us on the Score Hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. And any breaking news, and actually there is some breaking news for you out there, breaking news on 670 The Score, presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Today, we were anticipating to be up directly against the Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony that was scheduled to begin right now at 11 a.m. from Canton, from Tom Benson Stadium in Canton, Ohio. There's a delay. The Pro Football Hall of Fame tweeted out just a half hour ago, due to heavy rain in the area, the start time for enshrinement of the class of 2024 will be delayed. More details will be provided as they become available. We, of course, saw the other night during the Hall of Fame game between the Bears and the Texans, there was not only some rain, but some lightning in the area. That was just before the third quarter was about to end. So the game itself ended up getting called off with over a quarter left to play, and no one seemed to have any real issue with that, which I agree with. And for today's festivities, I haven't pulled up the Doppler myself. I haven't checked the weather in the Canton area, but They're calling it a delay for right now. So I would hope that the anticipation is that they'll be able to get this thing going sometime a little bit later in the afternoon there from Canton, because there's been so much build up to this, so much anticipation, and not only here in the city of Chicago, but it feels like nationally, with the amount of Bears players in the Hall of Fame and the storyline that the Bears as a franchise have been throughout this offseason, that folks have really been looking forward to this. They've been looking forward to the opportunity to see Steve McMichael get that gold jacket and be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And they've heard so much from his wife, Misty, about the journey that they've been on together as he's battled ALS. We heard from Misty on the station earlier this week when she was on with Mully and Haw as they were in Canton. So a lot of folks looking forward to that. The very brief sort of delay that there was in Devin Hester being selected for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, one of the most exciting players, one of the most electrifying return men in the history of professional football. He gets into the Hall of Fame, and you haven't seen these primarily return specialists get into the Hall. I was talking a bit last night about my guy Billy White Shoes Johnson and the career he put together. Who knows? You know what Devin Hester getting in could mean for some of these other fantastic players, but none of them have done it as well or been as productive in that regard, especially when you take kick returning and punt returning into consideration, that versatility that's there, because they are really different skill sets when it comes down to it. But Devin Hester able to do each of those at an extremely high level. And then the action figure, the physical dynamo that is Julius Peppers, getting into the Hall as well. And yes, the bulk of his career was with the Carolina Panthers, but he had some spectacular seasons with the Chicago Bears, a part of some exceptional Bears defenses. And, you know, he was great for a long time everywhere that he went. And you know, he was telling Mully and Hall when he was on with them yesterday, he's not necessarily going in representing any one individual team, because he did some amazing things with the Panthers, did some incredible things with the Bears, did some remarkable things with the Packers. And you know, his career, that's a part of what makes his career pretty special, is that he didn't just have one peak with any one franchise. He continued to be one of the most ferocious defenders in football and one of the most amazing athletes we've seen at every stop that he's taken throughout his career. But since we do have a little bit of time, I do want to take a moment to just kind of talk through some of the other members of the Hall of Fame class as well, because the way this class ends up coming together, you do see a versatility in who's actually represented here. You know, yes, there's multiple defensive linemen, because Dwight Freeney is a part of that mix as a defensive end slash outside linebacker, but really a defensive end alongside Julius Peppers. Randy Gradishar gets in as a linebacker as well. The receiver that Andre Johnson was throughout his career, certainly worthy of Hall of Fame acclaim, and Patrick Willis as a linebacker, a true off-the-ball linebacker, and what he did in some amazing San Francisco 49ers defenses, and who he was as a leader on the field, as a playmaker at the second level, as a guy who could not only play the run but defend the pass and blitz. I mean, he could do everything at a high level and was in the center of some 49ers defenses that had playmakers at every level, but he was certainly the standout there for what he had to do in leading that defense. So the anticipation that's there for the entire Hall of Fame class, I think it's highlighted by the great Bears players that are in there, but certainly not the only ones worthy of that type of acclaim that we're kind of talking through in what they represent. But for the Bears themselves, and I mentioned that there's some incredible guests that Tyler Farengol has booked for the show today. In a few minutes, we're going to talk to Alex Shapiro and get into the Bears, get into just his thoughts on what the Hall of Fame can represent for Chicago and what it means as just a bit of a jumping off point into the season, where we haven't seen the Bears starters on the field yet during the preseason. But he covers the Bears beat for NBC Sports Chicago. So looking forward to sort of an all-encompassing conversation that we'll have with Alex in a few minutes, including the Hall of Fame and some other topics that relate to the Bears themselves. But we'll get into some football as well with Andy Martinez, some baseball as well later in the show with Andy Martinez from the Marquee Sports Network. As I referenced, the Cubs are in the midst of a bit of an awakening, I suppose we can call it. I'm not ready to declare that the Cubs are actually a good team yet, but they're certainly playing better. They spent a lot of time playing like a bad team, like a team that was much less than good, and now we're seeing them in this three-game win streak. That's, to me, when it officially becomes a streak. I don't view back-to-back victories as a streak, but you get three in a row, that's the beginning of a win streak. We have seen them do that before, and we got to see if they can sustain that. But looking forward to the conversation with Andy Martinez about the Cubs, since we will be taking you up to the Cubs pregame here on The Score a little bit later in the day. In that vein, probably worth letting you know that today the Cubs continue their series at home against the Cardinals. Pregame coverage starts at 12:45 with first pitch at 1:20 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. With the Hall of Fame and some of the other luminaries that are going in, I mentioned this last night. So I'm not in, you know, I was able to have some success during my playing days, during my high school and collegiate career, bounced around some different professional teams, but I'm not in any halls of fame. Like, Bolingbrook High School does not have a Hall of Fame at this point. They got a Wall of Fame, so I'm represented on the Wall of Fame in both football and in track and field, you know, for what I was able to do in the shot put and the discus. But there is no Hall of Fame for Bolingbrook High School. There's been some rumors over the years that maybe something like that would get started up. But as of right now, it hasn't happened yet. So I'm not in that Hall of Fame, not in the Iowa Hawkeyes Hall of Fame. Married a Hall of Famer. My wife is in her high school Hall of Fame and has been on the ballot for the University of Iowa's Athletics Hall of Fame. But to be in that realm, to be able to interact with guys with gold jackets over the years, the gravity of what this means to them, to their family members, to those around them, cannot be overstated, because that path that you walk to be able to get to this level, to achieve a berth in the NFL, and then once you get there, to become one of the great players in the sport, and then to get the recognition as one of the great players in the history of the sport, there are so many different elements that have to come together, that have to coalesce for you to be able to achieve at that level and sustain it for the amount of years that these Hall of Famers going in this class have sustained it at. So they know it, but then everybody who's been around them, their spouse and their children, or spouses in some cases, and their children, their family members, their friends, their teammates, all these folks who have seen the path that they've walked. That's one of the special things about this day, is that it's not only about the Hall of Famers, those going into, those who are getting the gold jacket itself. It's not only about them, but it's about everyone else and the recognition that they'll be able to get for what is certainly an individual honor, but it's a collective achievement that gets these guys to this point to be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So I haven't seen a specific update yet from the folks in Canton about what time that ceremony is expected to start. But for any of you who don't know, who may be tuning in hoping to see it on television, hasn't started yet due to heavy rain in the area. This was tweeted out by the Pro Football Hall of Fame a few minutes ago. Due to heavy rain in the area, the start time for enshrinement of the class of 2024 will be delayed. More details will be provided as they become available. So it's still planned to happen at some point. It'll be the culmination of careers for all these folks who are getting the gold jacket. They officially got their gold jackets at a ceremony last night. Today, they will wear the gold jackets in front of everyone. They will unveil the bus, just showing their face and what's going to actually be in Canton, enshrined there from this point moving forward here. But it's a great facility, and it's a really cool representation of the history of professional football, of the National Football League, when you get to go to Canton and just sort of look through the museum that is the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Let me go ahead and take a time out. We'll come back. We'll talk to Alex Shapiro about the Hall of Fame and about what the Bears have been in the midst of in this brief version of the preseason so far, with games remaining here, what the roster is looking like. certainly the Caleb Williams aspect of things, as was said on the air the other night. Caleb Williams, one of the guys who is hoping to be on that Hall of Fame trajectory with his career. It'd be quite an accomplishment. You haven't had that for any Bears quarterback up to this point. So there's a lot to look forward to, a lot for us to get into on the show. Let me take a time out, come back. We'll continue the Bears conversation next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, it's a pleasure and it's an honor. You know, as a Hall of Famer, you know, it's whenever you get in, either it's your first year or your last year or 20 years from now, you know what I mean? When I talk to a lot of guys that waited 15, 20 years, it's always like the first, you know what I mean? So I'm so just right now so honored. You know, it's only 378 players in the entire world that played football that was able to say that they're a Hall of Famer. So I'm just honored right now to be one of those guys.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score. In Odyssey Station.
As the voice of the GOAT, greatest return specialist of all time, Devin Hester, in Canton right now, preparing to be enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He was on with Mully and Hall the other day, just like everybody else in Canton. I mean, I don't know if how supersized the Mully and Hall show was from Canton, but it did seem like everybody who was in Canton that had a gold jacket joined Mully and Haw, and they got it in, and they had a great time doing it. It was a lot of fun to listen to a couple of days that they were there, Tom Benson Stadium in Canton, Ohio. I'm Anthony Herron. I'm taking you up to Cubs pregame here on The Score, and in preparing to do that, we are discussing the Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony, which for the moment is delayed because of weather in Canton, Ohio, but we will certainly continue to update you on that as we progress with our time here on The Score. And you've heard all kinds of discussion about Bears training camp on The Score. Bears training camp coverage is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. It's a good opportunity for us to go out to the guest line Guests join us on the Score Hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. And this particular guest would like to talk about the Bears. So that's why we have him on the show. Alex Shapiro, Bears beat reporter for NBC Sports Chicago. He is on the X at Alex Shapiro, NBCS. Alex, what's happening? How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me, Ant.
I appreciate you taking the time to join me, sir. As I pull up your social, one of the very first things I see is about a backup quarterback controversy in Chicago. So there's a lot of stuff I want to get into. I want to talk Hall of Fame. I want to talk about other positions that I feel like are worthy of note as well. But what do you think? Did Brett Rypien, did his performance the other night in the Hall of Fame game, did that sort of put Tyson Bagent's role with the Bears in flux at all?
You know, that post was a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but you have to be impressed with what Brett Rypien did. I mean, he operated the offense incredibly efficiently. You know, we only saw Bagent out there for one series, so we didn't really get to get a look at him. But I thought Rypien looked effective. He looked decisive. He looked like he knew the offense, which he does because he spent time with Shane Waldron before, and he was accurate. So, no, it was a great... It was a great day for Brett Rypien. So, yeah, even though that was a little tongue-in-cheek, you better believe that I'm going to be watching him and Tyson Bagent maybe a little bit more closely moving forward.
I think they've certainly they've earned that. Brett Rypien has earned it. Colin Johnson has earned it as well. What I'm not clear about with Colin Johnson, it's one thing for the receiver core of 2 years ago or even the receiver core of the Bears from last year. This is as deep a receiver core as we've seen the Bears have in probably any of our lifetimes, if we're really, you know, kind of diving into this thing. So is there a role that Colin Johnson could potentially carve out for himself in this lineup?
You know, I don't know that there's a role where he's playing a significant amount of snaps per game, but I think he can certainly earn himself a roster spot. You know, guys like Velus Jones still have a lot to prove. Behind the top three, Tyler Scott, you know, I think that competition for the fifth, sixth wide receiver job is open. So is there a path for him to make the roster? Absolutely. But I don't think, you know, we should be expecting him to play like 15 snaps a game on offense.
Yeah, that'd probably be asking a bit much, assuming health of everybody who's likely, very likely to be ahead of him on the depth chart. Over on the defensive side is an area that intrigues me a bit because – we've been hoping for development for, you know, potential young pass rushers of a few different iterations here. And, you know, they go out and acquire Montez Sweat, so you get one of the best players in football, if I'm not mistaken, the lone current Chicago Bear, or, well, the lone person who was on the Bears last season that made the NFL's top 100, Keenan Allen did as well, but he wasn't on the Bears last season. But then aside from Montez Sweat, like DeMarcus Walker is a good defensive end, but he hasn't shown himself to be an extremely productive pass rusher. And the development of Dominique Robinson hasn't really taken flight in the way that many folks have hoped for. So now you got Austin Booker, who comes in and has shown traits and flashes. I think he flashed a bit in the game the other night. Unless the Bears go out and start acquiring other veterans who are more proven, is Dominique Robinson in a position? It's one thing to talk about like Tyson Bagent in the backup quarterback slot, but as far as backup defensive end, is Austin Booker in a position to try to challenge for legitimate playing time this season?
Yeah, I think he's got a way better shot of making an impact. You know, you laid it all out, kind of the state of the position group right now, and he has looked impressive. You know, there have only been a handful of padded practices. He had a handful of snaps, but pretty sure he got a sack the other night. And the Bears have moved him around in kind of creative ways as, you know, it seems clear that they are trying to figure out, hey, how many packages can we get this guy in? What looks good? What doesn't look good? They're at a phase of the summer now where they're throwing a lot at the wall. And it does look like they are trying to figure out, okay, can we carve out a role for you here in this NASCAR package, sub-package, where maybe you're doing a stunt game out of three tech, or are we going to line you up next to DeMarcus Walker and DeMarcus Walker is going to play three tech? There's definitely an opportunity, and the Bears are not going to put a ceiling on him. That's what they've said over and over again. So if he shows he can handle the responsibility, he's learning, he's absorbing, he's not making mistakes, he's not missing assignments, I think there is a big opportunity for him to see the field.
Alex Shapiro of NBC Sports Chicago, my guest here on The Score. Nate Davis, for the second preseason in a row, has been a storyline because of the lack of participation on the practice field. We end up finding out last year that there were very valid reasons for personal things going on with him, his family, and then you had the physical travails of everything also. But the physical aspect of dealing with injuries can be heightened by the inactivity that ended up being there during the preseason. And now we have the second preseason in a row that Nate Davis isn't taking part in. Are you sensing much concern from the Bears about Nate Davis and his role on the interior of this offensive line?
Well, Matt Eberflus laid it out for us. You know, he said availability is, you know, one of the most important abilities. And as you said, he wasn't out there. And I can report right now, you know, I'm watching the offensive linemen go through individual drills. He's not out there today either. So yeah, at a certain point, he does need to get on the field. Now, let's say he comes back tomorrow. Let's say he comes back next week. My expectation is he's still going to get those starting reps. But if this drags into the summer, the Bears absolutely need to consider just having Ryan Bates be that starting right guard, with Coleman Shelton being the starting center, because, you know, you want that group meshed together. You want them gelled together. And if you can't rely on Nate Davis to be out there, that's a big piece of the puzzle.
And that's my impression. If I'm Nate Davis, and I know the regard that the league has had for me as a run-blocking interior offensive lineman, as he looks around that offensive line room, I don't believe Nate Davis looks at someone else and says, that's a guy that's about to take my job, at least not as of yet. So what do you think that balance is for the Bears? How impressed do they need to be with Ryan Bates as a guard, with Coleman Shelton as a center, to feel comfortable with that being the group if Nate Davis is, you know, if he is physically capable by the time we get to the regular season?
You know, if I was Nate Davis, I would be worried, because we know the Bears really like Ryan Bates. You know, they tried to sign him a few years ago when he was a restricted free agent. The Bills matched the Bears' offer sheet so that he couldn't come to Chicago, and then Poles went around and traded for him. So this is a guy that they really wanted, and a piece of why they wanted him is because he can play all three interior lineman positions. So we know Ryan Poles loves Ryan Bates. We know that they love his versatility. And Coleman Shelton was a solid starter at center last year for the Rams. It's not like he was just some guy, a backup that they're trying to see if he can be a starter. This is a guy who started in the NFL. So I do think that the Bears, you know, the depth behind that kind of those three, behind Coleman Shelton, behind Ryan Bates, behind Nate Davis, the depth behind those three guys isn't great, but I think there are solid options among those three, even if it is Coleman Shelton at center and Ryan Bates at right guard.
How about the rest of the offensive line? How have things looked to you beyond Nate Davis and his inactivity and not being available very much, but between Shelton and Bates when they've been able to be at center? The tackle position, it feels like a big season for Braxton Jones. Give us sort of an overall picture of how the O-line has performed.
Yeah, so it's only been two padded practices, and I'm going to be honest, trying to evaluate the guys when they're not in pads is tough. It's kind of unfair because they don't have a good platform to put their hands on the pass rushers, so the pass rushers can pretty much have their way with them. But in those two padded practices, I want to say Braxton Jones was limited as he was ramping up. And Darnell Wright, he continues to have some up and down moments. I'm not going to lie. You know, there are times where you're like, oh yeah, this guy is going to be a future star. There are times when Montez Sweat just pushes him straight backwards into the quarterback. You know, now Montez Sweat is obviously a great player, but the Bears are going to face a lot of other great pass rushers. So he's had his up and down moments. And then behind those guys, again, it does seem like depth is an issue. The Bears have tried Larry Borum at tackle. They've tried to tire Carter at tackle. They've moved Matt Pryor from inside to outside to see what that looks like. Aviante Collins. So that's another one where the depth is a little bit of a question mark in case Braxton Jones or Darnell Wright can't go.
How have you assessed the the temperament or the tone of competition in practice. You know, I've seen some of the reports of as Montez Sweat gets in the backfield, he hits the young QB or guys knocking the ball out of the hands of Caleb Williams, things of that ilk. And a little bit of the John that can go back and forth between the guys. Is it just sort of standard operating procedure in a competitive training camp, or is there anything that kind of goes beyond that as you might see it?
Yeah, no, it's nothing unexpected. It's, you know, when the pads come on, things get heated, and they did. I would be more surprised if there weren't little dust-ups, you know, because it's like, okay, where is the fire for this team? Where is that competitive spirit? So it's been nothing out of the ordinary. I will say, just like last year, the defense has been much louder than the offense. I mean, that's just a truly a loud bunch. They got a lot of trash talkers on that unit. And you can hear him from the stands, and no problem.
How about Caleb Williams? In you know some of the reports about the issues with you know pre-snap procedural penalties and you know things with the cadence and some of those things that a rookie quarterback needs to work through when he hasn't gotten accustomed to that in college football. But on the whole, does he seem like he is at times overwhelmed at all? Does he seem like he's prepared for this level of competition for a defense that's expected to be one of the top 10 in football that he's facing on a daily basis?
Well, you know, there have been pre-snap issues, as you've heard. You know, there have been false starts. There have been delays of games. And, you know, certainly the delay of game is on Caleb Williams. The false starts might be on Caleb Williams a lot of the time on the offensive line as well. Because they have Andrew Billings doing this move call where he's like yelling move to get the offensive line to false start, and they fall victim to it quite a bit. So yeah, there have been some pre-snap things, but it's early August, and my expectation was it was going to be bumpy. You know, you have a rookie QB, as you said. You have a new offensive coordinator installing a new system. You have a bunch of new guys all coming together. Going up against a really good defense that is not learning anything, that is just kind of flying around, tuning the system that they already know. So I did expect the defense to kind of dominate the offense. And I'm not in panic mode yet, even though it hasn't looked great on offense, even though it has been shaky and uneven. I'm not in panic mode yet.
That's secondary. And I know Kyler Gordon has been a little bit in and out of the lineup here, but it's going to be one of the deeper DB groups in football. And Jaquan Brisker is one of those guys who doesn't mind talking a little bit, as you were referencing a moment ago. He and Kevin Byard next to each other at the safety position, and then you throw the corners into the mix. How do you feel like this group, with the ability to gel with only having one new piece amongst everyone else who played together last season, how good has the secondary looked?
I mean, it could be the best unit on the team. Everybody loves to talk about the wide receivers because they're new, they're exciting. They have a future Hall of Famer in Keenan Allen, you know. DJ Moore got the big contract. And Roma Dunze, right? Like, it's just so fun to talk about that wide receiver group. But the secondary actually might be the best unit. Those guys are playmakers all over the field. They make their presence felt, you know. Jaquan Brisker is a big hitter. Tyreek Stevenson, even when the pads aren't on and he's just thudding guys, he, like, really thuds guys. So they're extremely confident. They make their presence felt, and they're all really talented.
That's a great combination for a secondary. There's no doubt about that. And from a Hall of Fame perspective, you know, I mentioned Montez Sweat. He was the only guy who was on the Bears last season in the NFL top 100. But a lot of really good football players that hope to be on that Hall of Fame trajectory. Three Bears, three players who played a lot of their careers with the Bears on their way into the Pro Football Hall. It's still delayed at the moment here. We're waiting for the start time of when the enshrinement ceremony will begin from Canton. But what are your thoughts on just the Hall of Fame class and the Bears, the Bear representatives between Steve Mongo McMichael, Julius Peppers, and Devin Hester on their way into the Hall?
I mean, it's a great class. And it's about time for certainly Mongo and Devin Hester. You know, Julius Peppers, great player, was great with the Bears, even though it was a short time. But, I mean, Devin Hester was must-see TV. And, you know, is one of those guys who can legitimately claim I'm the best to have ever played my position. That doesn't happen all the time. So Devin Hester should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer, in my opinion. Happy for him. And then Mongo is another guy who, you know, behind Richard Dent is up there. on pretty much all of the defensive line leaderboards. He not only was dominant on the field, but he was like a heart and soul guy. You know, one of the best characters on that 85 defense. A guy who, again, made his presence felt beyond the plays he made on the field. Huge, huge impact player. So, yeah, extremely deserving. It's an excellent class for the Bears. Congrats to all of them.
Do you feel like the Pro Football Hall of Fame is the most difficult Hall of Fame to get selected for?
That's a good question. You know, it's certainly not like baseball. I'm not going to lie and tell you that I'm an expert on the NBA Hall of Fame and everything that goes into that. But it you know, it's kind of an exclusive club, right? What are they, not even 400 guys, something like that, in the Hall of Fame? So, yeah, you know, you've got to be cream of the crop to make it into the Hall of Fame. And it doesn't seem like there are any freebies, no lifetime achievement awards, like just for guys who played a long time. Like, you need to have played a long time and been an excellent, excellent player.
Yeah, I believe it's less than 1% of players to play the game are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So just by volume, the numbers indicate it's the most difficult one, even in addition to some of those other considerations. Well, Alex, I appreciate it, man. I'll let you continue to watch Bears practice. They take the field again. I assume we're anticipating. Are you getting the vibe that Caleb and the other starters will be out there against Buffalo?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know. And that's a question I think we're going to have from Matt Eberflus coming up. You would think, I mean, they said they want him to get, what, 45 to 55 snaps, somewhere in that range around there. So he's going to see the field at some point. And Buffalo is probably a pretty good bet for that to happen.
I would agree. I certainly am hopeful that he'll step onto the field for that one. Appreciate your time, man. Excellent coverage. And look forward to continuing all the work you do with NBC Sports Chicago.
All right. Thanks so much for having me, Ant. You have a good one.
You too. That is Alex Shapiro, beat writer, Bears beat writer for NBC Sports Chicago. Also takes part in the Under Center podcast. You can find him on social at Alex Shapiro NBCS. Well, since Steve McMichael won't get the opportunity to be there himself in person, he won't be in person when our guy Jared Payton delivers the speech that will present him to the Hall of Fame. But JP was on with Mully and Hall earlier this week. We'll take a time out, come back, revisit that as we continue discussing some of the great players in the great Chicago Bears who are on their way into enshrinement in Canton. We'll do that next on The Score.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Due to heavy rain in the Canton, Ohio area, the 2024 Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony is delayed. That's according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame out in Canton. They still have yet to announce an actual start time for the ceremony, but at the moment, they're still planning to get it in, and we'll keep you updated on that throughout my time here with you. I'm Anthony Herron. My guy Tyler Farengol on the ones and twos. I'm taking you up to Cubs pregame coverage here on The Score. Cubs riding a three-game win streak. They've won the first two games of their series against St. Louis. And we've got another one coming up today in this four-game set at Wrigley. So Cubs pregame will begin at 12:45. I'm with you until that time, and they'll see if they can win the first three games. That'll solidify a series victory for the Cubs here and put them in position to perhaps sweep the series against St. Louis. Out of the trade deadline, what does it mean? Hard to say for sure, but it's nice that the Cubs are playing good baseball. I've had some fun moments over the last couple of games. So we will continue not only updating you on the Hall of Fame, but setting you up for that Cubs game. It's going to be the pregame show will begin in about an hour here on The Score. But three Bears, of course, as you know at this point, three Bears legends on their way into being enshrined in Canton. They got their gold jackets last night. One of the moments that took place during the gold jacket ceremony last night was Devin Hester getting his jacket placed on him by Coach Prime, by Deion Sanders, one of his mentors, one of his closest allies in the sports world. When Deion was still working in the television space throughout Devin Hester's career, he spent so much time just kind of showing him love, whether it was on CBS or on the NFL Network. And every time Devin would run a kickback for a touchdown and he'd hold the ball up, that was his little signal to Prime that he was shouting him out for holding the ball in the air, for doing the high step and kicking his feet out. And that was one of those things that just showcased not only just as a sports fan, you know, you see a lot of players in the open field prime-timing their way towards the end zone because Deion made it so famous. But Devin and Deion, Hester and Prime, were so close and remain so close to this day. So it was an emotional moment when Deion put the gold jacket on Devin last night. And a lot of folks who were there to witness it in person were talking about that a bit, just in what it meant for them to witness that special moment between those individuals. Another special moment that took place at this point over 30 years ago when Walter Payton, the greatest football player, certainly the greatest running back, maybe the greatest football player of all time, Walter Payton, got inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. His son, Jarrett Payton, it was the first time in Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrinement history that the son of one of the players getting inducted was the one who actually got to present his father to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And so now Jarrett Payton has been selected by Steve McMichael to be the one to present him to the Hall of Fame on this day as well. JP was on with Mully and Haw earlier in the week, and when he was on with the guys, one of the questions they asked him was simply just to describe why him and what this relationship between himself and Steve McMichael has been over the years.
I'm telling you right now, look, I don't know. We haven't had that. We didn't really get that conversation of like me sitting down saying, Steve, like, why me? I think there was something, the relationship between us and how it grew from, especially 2010 when I played for him for the Chicago Slaughter, and that whole entire season, our relationship just got super strong. I trusted him because he was like, yo, this might be your last go at it. Come play with me. And I was like, Mongo, come on, man. Like, I went from chartered planes in the NFL in Miami to then, you know, on an 8-passenger seat van carrying my own gear in 2010. I'm like, I don't know if I really want to do this. And it was, he wanted the relationship. And so the two of us sitting down, flying everywhere, having those conversations, speaking. And then when he told the world about ALS, he called me and said, I want you to do the interview. Wow. Come to my house. So I think it's just that trust factor, Dave, that he's always been there for me. I've always been there for him, no matter what. I mean, anytime back when he had the restaurants, he needed me for a Bears game, he would call me and say, hey, I need you to be here. And I would drop everything to be there for him because I knew he would do the exact same for me. And the relationship with him, also I think what everybody knows, Matt Sui and my dad's relationship.
Yeah, incredible.
But then also, Jim McMahon, these guys, those three have, I mean, always just been there. And all the other guys have been there too, but they've been there for me. And I think Steve is one of those, and I just think about the relationship. It's very strong.
After everything that Sweetness meant to Chicago and to the football world and how he carried himself, Jarrett Payton, no doubt, has continued to be a wonderful spokesman for the sport and to sort of, you know, be a part of what continues to carry on his family's name, his dad's name, in the public sector. And they also talked to him not only about being able to present Steve McMichael to the Hall of Fame, but also a little bit about the Bears themselves as well. I mean, it's one thing to be in Canton and talk Hall of Fame, but you know, the excitement that surrounds the Bears is a part of the conversation that they had as well. And part of that excitement comes from some of the newness that's with this team.
It's fresh. It feels fresh. There's a bunch of new just around this team that I think everybody's excited about. And, you know, I think the Hard Knocks thing too, for us, you've never really got a chance to really see behind the screen. And now we're starting to see that. And that to me is the change of this organization as well.
One of the difficult things for this Bears squad will be because expectations are high. And frankly, they, as a team, they haven't really earned them yet. There's no proof of concept with success on the field at this point with this current iteration of the Bears. And so, you know, it's one thing if you, you know, maybe rest on your laurels because you've done some big things, but it's going to be really important for all the steam that the Bears bring into this season, kind of similar to how the Lions had to be about business, about that action, boss. You know, they had to be about that life last year because they didn't even make the playoffs the year before, and they were sort of the darlings of the NFL offseason last year. Now the Bears, probably even to an enhanced degree, because in the midst of this offseason where there's so many of the storylines between Caleb as the number one overall pick and a lot of the stadium news that's been out there and then being on Hard Knocks and the anticipation for this roster that the football world, because of a lot of the verve that Justin Fields and his coverage brought to things, folks have paid attention to the Bears, not only because they're a historic franchise, they paid attention to the Bears because of the excitement that Justin Fields brought to things as well, and some of that anticipation for what the Bears might be able to become with one of the most exciting young quarterbacks in football behind center. Then the storyline of them moving on from Justin Fields and one of the most noteworthy and, you know, highest evaluated prospects we've seen of recent vintage, Caleb Williams, comes in and joins this, and now you got this enhanced roster around him. So the football world is waiting to see what the Chicago Bears will do, what they will become. But all that noise, to Jared Payton's point he made to Mullion Hall, needs to be blocked out, especially as it relates to the Bears' rookie quarterback.
Make sure that the locker room is close and tight. Block out all the noise that's on the outside. Don't worry about what we have to say and what we're talking about on radio and TV. Block all that out. Understand, there's a timeline here that we probably don't know about. Keep trying to go by that timeline or exceed it just a little bit.
Right.
But for me, it's not about – everybody's worried about, you know, how – playoffs and this and that. No, dude, just get on the football field. Let's see where they're at. I think for Caleb, that's the big one right now.
Yes.
I mean, first overall pick, all the pressure is on him. If there's anyone, to me, that's built for what he's about to go through, it's him. He understands. He understands what it's going to be all about. But I also think that this organization is going to do whatever it takes to be able to put – the pieces around him as we go forward. I mean, look, DJ Moore, he ain't going nowhere for a while. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, these are things that I look at last year with Justin and thinking about, okay, how things have shifted.
Yeah.
To now where they're going to put things in place for Caleb to be successful, and I'm not worried about it. Just for me, make sure this offensive line is set.
Yeah,
I need to know who's going to be at center.
Singletary just said that.
Yeah, I need
that's
to know
true.
This.
It's a big question.
This old line.
The biggest question.
Does Nate Davis want to play?
Yes, this old line has to be lock solid. If we're all going to have these dreams or aspirations of going far, and let's not forget about how good this NFC North is.
It's a deep division. That is definitely true. And the Bears, as well as they've set themselves up, all the talent that surrounds a rookie quarterback, you still got the other opponents out there. And everybody in this division feels like they have a chance to win it. There's very few divisions in football where you can look at all four teams in it and say, yeah, I can make a case for them to be the division champion by the end. We continue to watch it closely, of course, and have it all covered. Great stuff with Jared Payton on with Mullion Hall live from Canton the other day. Let's transition to some baseball conversation as I'll be taking you up to Cubs pregame here on the Score as they try to win their fourth game in a row. We'll talk to Andy Martinez from the Marquee Sports Network next on the Score.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Due to heavy rain in the Canton, Ohio area, the 2024 Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony is delayed. That's according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame out in Canton. They still have yet to announce an actual start time for the ceremony, but at the moment, they're still planning to get it in, and we'll keep you updated on that throughout my time here with you. I'm Anthony Herron. My guy Tyler Farengol on the ones and twos. I'm taking you up to Cubs pregame coverage here on the Score. Cubs riding a three-game win streak. They've won the first two games of their series against St. Louis. And we've got another one coming up today in this four-game set at Wrigley. So Cubs pregame will begin at 12:45. I'm with you until that time, and they'll see if they can win the first three games. That'll solidify a series victory for the Cubs here and put them in position to perhaps sweep the series against St. Louis. Out of the trade deadline, what does it mean? Hard to say for sure, but it's nice that the Cubs are playing good baseball. I've had some fun moments over the last couple of games. So we will continue not only updating you on the Hall of Fame, but setting you up for that Cubs game. It's going to be the pregame show will begin in about an hour here on the Score. But three Bears, of course, as you know at this point, three Bears legends on their way into being enshrined in Canton. They got their gold jackets last night. One of the moments that took place during the gold jacket ceremony last night was Devin Hester getting his jacket placed on him by Coach Prime, by Deion Sanders, one of his mentors, one of his closest allies in the sports world. When Deion was still working in the television space throughout Devin Hester's career, he spent so much time just kind of showing him love, whether it was on CBS or on the NFL Network. And every time Devin would run a kickback for a touchdown and he'd hold the ball up, that was his little signal to Prime that he was shouting him out for holding the ball in the air, for doing the high step and kicking his feet out. And that was one of those things that just showcased not only just as a sports fan, you know, you see a lot of players in the open field prime-timing their way towards the end zone because Deion made it so famous. But Devin and Deion, Hester and Prime, were so close and remain so close to this day. So it was an emotional moment when Deion put the gold jacket on Devin last night. And a lot of folks who were there to witness it in person were talking about that a bit, just in what it meant for them to witness that special moment between those individuals. Another special moment that took place at this point over 30 years ago when Sweetness, when Walter Payton, the greatest football player, certainly the greatest running back, maybe the greatest football player of all time, Walter Payton, got inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. His son, Jarrett Payton, it was the first time in Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrinement history that the son of one of the players getting inducted was the one who actually got to present his father to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And so now Jarrett Payton has been selected by Steve McMichael to be the one to present him to the Hall of Fame on this day as well. JP was on with Mully and Haw earlier in the week, and when he was on with the guys, one of the questions they asked him was simply just to describe why him and what this relationship between himself and Steve McMichael has been over the years.
I'm telling you right now, look, I don't know. We haven't had that. We didn't really get that conversation of like me sitting down saying, Steve, like, why me? I think there was something, the relationship between us and how it grew from, especially 2010 when I played for him for the Chicago Slaughter, and that whole entire season, our relationship just got super strong. I trusted him because he was like, yo, this might be your last go at it. Come play with me. And I was like, Mongo, come on, man. Like, I went from chartered planes in the NFL in Miami to then, you know, on an 8-passenger seat van carrying my own gear in 2010. I was like, I don't know if I really want to do this. And it was, he wanted the relationship. And so the two of us sitting down, flying everywhere, having those conversations, speaking. And then when he told the world about ALS, he called me and said, I want you to do the interview. Come to my house. So I think it's just that trust factor, Dave, that he's always been there for me. I've always been there for him, no matter what. I mean, anytime back when he had the restaurants, he needed me for a Bears game, he would call me and say, hey, I need you to be here. And I would drop everything to be there for him because I knew he would do the exact same for me. And the relationship with him, also I think what everybody knows, Matt Sui and my dad's relationship.
Yeah, incredible.
But then also, Jim McMahon, these guys – those three have, I mean, always just been there. And all the other guys have been there too, but they've been there for me. And I think Steve is one of those, and I just think about the relationship. It's very strong.
After everything that Sweetness meant to Chicago and to the football world and how he carried himself, Jarrett Payton, no doubt, has continued to be a wonderful spokesman for the sport. And to sort of, you know, be a part of what continues to carry on his family's name, his dad's name, in the public sector. And they also talked to him not only about being able to present Steve McMichael to the Hall of Fame, but also a little bit about the Bears themselves as well. I mean, it's one thing to be in Canton and talk Hall of Fame, but you know, the excitement that surrounds the Bears is a part of the conversation that they had as well. And part of that excitement comes from some of the newness that's with this team.
It's fresh. It feels fresh. There's a bunch of new just around this team that I think everybody's excited about. And, you know, I think the Hard Knocks thing, too, for us, you've never really got a chance to really see behind the screen. And now we're starting to see that. And that, to me, is the change of this organization as well.
one of the difficult things for this Bears squad will be because expectations are high, and frankly, they, as a team, they haven't really earned them yet. There's no proof of concept with success on the field at this point with this current iteration of the Bears. And so, you know, it's one thing if you, you know, maybe rest on your laurels because you've done some big things. But it's going to be really important for all the steam that the Bears bring into this season, kind of similar to how the Lions had to be about business, about that action, boss. You know, they had to be about that life last year because they didn't even make the playoffs the year before. And they were sort of the darlings of the NFL offseason last year. Now the Bears, probably even to an enhanced degree, because – in the midst of this offseason where there's so many of the storylines between Caleb as the number one overall pick and a lot of the stadium news that's been out there and then being on Hard Knocks and the anticipation for this roster that the football world, because of a lot of the verve that Justin Fields and his coverage brought to things, folks have paid attention to the Bears. Not only because they're a historic franchise, they paid attention to the Bears because of the excitement that Justin Fields brought to things as well, and some of that anticipation for what the Bears might be able to become with one of the most exciting young quarterbacks in football behind center. Then the storyline of them moving on from Justin Fields and one of the most noteworthy and, you know, highest evaluated prospects we've seen of recent vintage, Caleb Williams, comes in and joins this, and now you got this enhanced roster around him. So the football world is waiting to see what the Chicago Bears will do, what they will become. But all that noise, to Jared Payton's point he made to Mully and Haw, needs to be blocked out, especially as it relates to the Bears' rookie quarterback.
Make sure that the locker room is close and tight. Block out all the noise that's on the outside. Don't worry about what we have to say and what we're talking about on radio and TV. Block all that out. Understand, there's a timeline here that we probably don't know about. Keep trying to go by that timeline or exceed it just a little bit.
Right.
But for me, it's not about, everybody's worried about, you know, how playoffs and this and that. No, dude, just get on the football field. Let's see where they're at. I think for Caleb, that's the big one right now.
Yes.
I mean, first overall pick, all the pressure is on him. If there's anyone to me that's built for what he's about to go through, it's him. He understands. He understands what it's going to be all about. But I also think that this organization is going to do whatever it takes to be able to put the pieces around him as we go forward. I mean, look, DJ Moore, he ain't going nowhere for a while. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, these are things that I look at last year with Justin and thinking about, okay, how things have shifted.
Yeah.
To now where they're going to put things in place for Caleb to be successful, and I'm not worried about it. Just for me, make sure this offensive line is set.
Yeah,
I need to know who's going to be at center.
Singletary just said that.
Yeah, I need
that's
to know
true.
This.
It's a big question.
This old line.
The biggest question.
Does Nate Davis want to play?
Yes, this old line has to be rock solid. If we're all going to have these dreams or aspirations of going far, and let's not forget about how good this NFC North is.
It's a deep division. That is definitely true. And the Bears, as well as they've set themselves up, all the talent that surrounds a rookie quarterback, you still got the other opponents out there. And everybody in this division feels like they have a chance to win it. There's very few divisions in football where you can look at all four teams in it and say, yeah, I can make a case for them to be the division champion by the end. We continue to watch it closely, of course, and have it all covered. The great stuff with Jared Payton on with Mully and Haw live from Canton the other day. Let's transition to some baseball conversation as I'll be taking you up to Cubs pregame here on The Score as they try to win their fourth game in a row. We'll talk to Andy Martinez from the Marquee Sports Network next on The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.